Elias shifted again, shuffling his large frame 6 inches to the right to avoid the pointy end of an iron pick. Had that bastard of an artist not even sat in this thing? How could a king conduct the kingdom's business with a shovel handle up his ass? It was his own fault for employing an artist instead of a recliner designer. Surely an engineer from Lazy Boy had survived the apocalypse. That's who he should have hired. That person would at least have some appreciation for the shape of the human ass. It was too late now. The throne quickly became a symbol of his kingdom, his power, and his rule. Rumors stretched beyond the borders of his kingdom into the realms of his enemies and inspired fear. People knew only a hard man could sit on such a hard throne. It commanded respect by his allies. It drove fear into his enemies. Maybe he could get a seat cushion. Elias shifted once more, found the point of a jackhammer bit, and decided that he was done ruling for the day. This wedding was over. He cursed the throne maker, blessed the bride, and dismissed the royal court. The crowd cheered, and someone kissed someone else, but Elias didn't see it. Careful not to snag his robe, he moved quickly with practiced steps down the twisted rail ties that formed the throne staircase. He reached the ground with a sigh of relief and moved across the room, resisting the urge to rub his butt. A small man in a cloak far too large rushed through the wedding party and came to the king's side. He moved with his elbows out to hold up the extra fabric and prevent tripping. The king's hand matched the monarch's pace.
A beautiful ceremony, Your Majesty.
Elias nodded to his hand and asked, What did the man from the watch say?
He says he didn't see anything, sire.
The pair reached the wall and stood before a tapestry depicting the king's rise to power. Elias looked majestic with the sun behind him, a sword in his hand, and an enemy beneath his boot. The hand grabbed a corner of the tapestry and pulled it aside to reveal a doorway. He let the king pass through and followed behind. The tapestry closed behind them, and the king sighed before rubbing his upper butt.
That damn throne.
Yes, sire.
Elias leaned his shoulders back and bowed his spine, half hoping to hear something pop back into place and half hoping nothing popped at all. This was middle age. Nothing popped, and he took a clipboard from the hand. It was a list of his concerns. The workers in the mine were planning a revolt, winter was settling in, and now his daughter-in-law had been abducted. He twisted again. How could he concentrate on being a king with a sore back? He handed the board back to the hand. Here's what you're going to do. The small man reached into the cavernous cloak and retrieved a pencil. He scratched down the king's words exactly as they were spoken. I need you to find the guy that built the throne. What was his name? Randall? Randy? Find him and have him build a torture device.
A torture device, sire?
Yes. I want it big. I want it brutal. I want it to fill the town square. I want spikes, pikes, and some kind of screw thing that makes things worse so I can walk by and give it a spin if I feel like it. I want cables and ropes. I want it to stretch things, pull things, push things, cram things together until you don't know what those things were to begin with. Did you get all that?
Yes, sire.
The pencil moved furiously. Elias tapped the page. Make sure you got the part about the spikes.
I'll underline it, sire.
Good. Have him build it. And then put him in it.
The god from the watch?
The artist from the throne. It was Randy, right? It was Randy or something like that.
Ransom, sire.
Ransom?
Yes, sir, but he spelled it with an 8.
Really?
Yes, sir. He insisted everyone pronounce the 8.
Ransom?
I think so, sire.
The king tapped the notepad again. Add some rats. Put some rats in there, too. The hand made the note. Hungry rats.